Well, welcome to our Sunday night Tongren Chakra Balancing Group Healing. Thank you all for being here and for coming in tonight. So I think we'll just jump right in. You all know the drill by now, so we'll just jump in. Hopefully this is an opportunity to meditate, to set the tone for the week ahead, and just help us all come into a greater balance. I'm doing it from my home tonight, so it feels really comfy. Before I've gone into work, and it's nice to just do it from home. And I'm just checking the recording. It's going fine. Still getting used to the logistics, even though it's really not that hard once you get started. Alrighty, so let's all get comfortable. We're going to start with a guided meditation through the chakras, to balance ourselves, to elevate our awareness, to elevate our consciousness. Then we'll have a brief silent meditation, and then we'll go into part two of the phone call, which is the Tongren Chakra Balancing Healing, where we'll all be immersed in healing energy and light. So let's begin. Actually, I'm going to just grab one thing for myself. All right. So let's begin by bringing our awareness to the top of the head, the crown chakra. And one of the affirmations that we really focused on this past week in our Amherst group is I am open to the miraculous. I am open to the miraculous. I am open to miracles. I am open to the miraculous. I experience miracles. I look for and appreciate all the miracles of my life. I am a miracle magnet. I draw miracles to me. And what we focus on comes forward. And what we focus on grows. So as we begin to focus on the miracles of our life, we begin to experience more of the miraculous. So take a moment now and open to the miraculous. I'd like you to take a moment and reflect on your day today. I'd like you to ask to be shown a miracle, perhaps something that you didn't fully take in today. And this can be a little bit of a meditative exercise where you just simply ask to be shown a miracle from today. And the miracle could be as simple as your breathing, or it could be something more unusual. So just open now. I'm going to give us a moment. Ask to be shown a miracle from your day today. And take it in. Appreciate it. I am open to the miraculous. I notice the many miracles of my life. And my miracle is that I feel comfortable enough doing the teleclass now to do it from home on my own. And the first time I did it, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So I'm growing in my comfort, and it feels like a little miracle. And it's a good reminder that we can have our fears about doing something new. And I was really terrified the first couple times. I don't know why, but something about this format scared me. And I can feel I'm really growing in my comfort. So thank you all for being part of it, and it feels like my little miracle for the day. I'm sure their day is really filled with miracles when you start looking in this way. So I am open to the miraculous. And then moving to the third eye, located in the center of the forehead. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I know my clear priorities. I know my clear priorities for the day. I know my clear priorities for the week. And I know my clear priorities for the month. And it can be a helpful thing to do on a Sunday evening or a Monday morning or really every morning to do a little meditation on, I know my clear priorities. I know my clear priorities. And in fact, maybe we'll do just a brief meditation now on this. I'd like you, the same way we did with the miracles, we're going to have this be a meditative exercise. I'd like you to simply repeat to yourself, I know my clear priorities. I know my clear priorities. And I'd like you to look at your week ahead and just let a priority or two come to you. What are your clear priorities for the week? Come what may, what would you like to see happen this week? If you have a notepad, you can jot something down, or if not, you can just sit with it and just see what comes. Let it be a meditation. What comes to you? What are your clear priorities for the week ahead? And experiment in this week to come with starting your day with the affirmation, I know my clear priorities. I know my clear priorities. Or you can even ask, what are my clear priorities for this week or for this day or for this hour? It can be a useful tool to stop, to ask, to listen, and stay in touch with your clear priorities. Throat chakra. I am fully expressive. I express myself fully and appropriately. I am genuine. I am myself. I am real. I am fully expressive. I am fully expressive. I am free to be myself. I am genuine. I am real. I am authentic. I am myself. Heart chakra. I am love, and love is all around me. I give and I receive love with ease. New loving people fill my world. I am love, and love is all around me. I am a radiant being of light and love. I radiate my light out into the world. I radiate my love out into the world. I am a radiant being of light and love. Solar plexus. I am filled with deep appreciation. I am filled with deep appreciation. I really take time to appreciate everything I have, I take time to appreciate before I eat a meal. I take time to appreciate while I'm going to work in the morning. I appreciate that I have a job. I am filled with deep appreciation. I am filled with deep appreciation. And it's easy to become complacent and to not deeply take in all that we have. I think I read somewhere that if you have change on your counter, a little bit of money in the bank, and food in your fridge, then you're in the top like 5% of this world. So take a moment now and really appreciate what you have. Maybe you want to think of something specific. Actually, let's do a little meditation here where we ask to be shown something that we're not appreciating enough in our lives. So take a moment now and ask to be shown something that you could be appreciating more deeply in your life. And when you see what that is, then take a moment to really appreciate that which is wanting to be appreciated. And I'll give us a moment to do that. And what came to my mind was my body. My body said that I wasn't appreciating it enough. And I can see how it's easy to get critical about one's hair or one's weight or appearance and not appreciate the body enough. So for me, the message I heard was my body was wanting to be more deeply appreciated. I treat my body well by eating well and getting enough sleep, but I can see I'm not giving my body enough appreciation. So let's all just take a moment and appreciate our bodies. We're all breathing. We all have legs that can take us where we need to go. We have arms that are functioning. And we may have various health challenges, but we have a body that's basically healthy and well. And so we can all give thanks for that. I am filled with deep appreciation. I take nothing for granted. I am filled with deep appreciation. Identity chakra, located 2 to 3 inches beneath the navel. The affirmation that comes to mind is I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am, and I need no validation. I know who I am, and spirit knows who I am. I know who I am, and I know what to do. I know who I am. And when you know who you are, you will be less affected by the opinions of others. Some may love you, some may hate you. When you know who you are, you won't be so affected. And when you're in your power and in your strength, there may be those who are threatened by that power or that strength. But again, when you know who you are, you can stay steady whether you're liked or disliked. I know who I am. I know who I am. I am spirit, and I am filled with divinity, and I am human, and I am learning, and I am growing. I know who I am. Feel the strength that comes from that affirmation. Really embody this affirmation or try it on. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am, and I know what to do. I know who I am. Base chakra. I am spirit. I am eternal. I am infinite. And I am safe. I am spirit. I am eternal. I am infinite. And I am safe. And the spirit is safe. The spirit is eternal. The spirit cannot be injured. And so take a moment now and connect with that part of you that is eternal. That part of you that is infinite. I am an infinite cosmic being of light. I am an infinite expanded cosmic being of light. I am unlimited. I am unlimited. I am open and expanded. When I expand my idea of what is possible, I help to bring it in. And so sit now in your expanded nature. Sit in your openness. And connect more deeply with who you truly are. And let's sit in this energy for a moment or two and just feel the expansion. Continuing to connect with your open and expanded nature. Connecting with that part of you that is powerful, that is strong, that is open and expanded, infinite, unlimited.
I am unlimited. I am unlimited. And as you remember who you truly are, you will bring forward more of your unlimited capacity. You will bring forward more of your power, of your strength. You will bring forward more of the wisdom that lies within you. I am unlimited, and I am connected to unlimited source. I am unlimited, and I am connected to unlimited source. I am filled with unlimited wisdom. I am filled with unlimited power. I am filled with unlimited love. I am filled with unlimited appreciation. I am filled with unlimited strength. I am filled with unlimited sensitivity. I am filled with unlimited humility. And I am filled with unlimited greatness. I am unlimited. I am unlimited. And again, when you remember that there is a place of great divinity that lies within you, and when you remember your unlimited nature, you will naturally begin to bring more of that forward, for what you focus on grows. When you remember your greatness, you will manifest more of your greatness. And so remember now who you are. Remember who you are and why you are here. You are here to bring light to the planet. You are here to bring love to the planet. You are a shining star who's come to bring light to the darkness. Remember who you are and remember why you are here. And you can fulfill this divine purpose anywhere you are. When you're in the grocery store, when you're on the phone with a friend, when you're by yourself, or when you are with others, when you are at your job, see yourself as a shining star and allow all who are in your presence to be healed by your light. I am a being of unlimited light. I am a shining star. Step into your greatness now. Remember who you are and why you are here. Let's sit quietly for another moment. Feeling the light of your own spirit and feeling the light of spirit shining down upon you, rejuvenating you, bringing you healing. When you're ready, you can take a deep breath. Well, and bring your attention back, but you don't really need to bring your attention back because you're sitting at home. You can just stay in the state you're in. I'll bring my attention back. And we're going to move on to the second part of our call, which is the specific Tongren chakra balancing healing, though the whole phone call, of course, is immersed in healing energy. I'd kind of like to tell a little story before I move into the second half of our call. Usually I think of what the story is beforehand. But I thought I'd talk a little bit about the theme of this week for me, which was a lot about listening deeply. And it's very easy to be motivated by feelings of obligation or guilt or cultural conditioning about how we should be in the world. I should call this person, or I should go talk to this neighbor. And I've been really working on for myself doing things from a place of deep listening, going and talking to someone because I feel truly moved to go and talk to them, or calling someone because it truly is in the energy and in the flow to do that. So I've been really focusing on deep listening this week and want to inspire you to perhaps take some time this week to really listen deeply. Listen deeply to yourself, listen deeply to others, listen deeply to your guides, and to just really see where you're acting from. Are you acting from a knee-jerk reaction? Are you acting because you think you should, or because you truly are feeling guided? So it's been an interesting experiment for me, and it's really gotten me in touch with this idea of deep listening and moving from a place of deep listening. So that may be one of the themes that arises out of our chakra balancing tonight. So I listen deeply. So again, I'm going to tap softly because it comes out really loud on this phone. So I'm going to tap real soft, and I'm going to begin by tapping on the crown chakra. And as we tap, we are flooding the crown chakra with healing energy, releasing any blockages that are in the crown chakra. And I like to just start with the basic affirmation of I am open to the light. I am open to the light. It will help bring in a strong celestial light for all of us. So I am open to the light. I am open to the celestial light. Divine light is shining down from the heavens now. You may want to even imagine this light pouring in through the top of your head, rejuvenating you, healing you, elevating your awareness, elevating your consciousness, releasing blockages and taking you higher and higher so that more and more you can bring your best self forward every day. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And you can open to the light at any time when you're driving in your car, when you're going for a walk, anytime you need an infusion of light, simply open to it and affirm, I am open to the light. And allow the light of the heavens to shine down upon you and rejuvenate you. What we focus on comes forward, and so at any point we can choose to focus on the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light coming to me from my guides. We each have guides, spiritual guides that are working with us. Take a moment now and just become aware of the presence of your guides. Feel the presence of the guides around you. What do you notice when you begin to focus in this way? Your guides are with you now. wanting to support you in your healing process. And I'm going to ask the guides to send each one of us light and healing energy to help us bring forward our best self more and more. Open now to the light coming to you from your guides. Allow your guides to adjust your energy field in whatever way would be most beneficial. I am open to my guides. I am open to the light coming to me from my guides. I listen deeply. I listen deeply to my guides. Our guides are always communicating with us. I'd like you to just take a moment, pause, and just listen deeply for a moment. What are your guides? What message do your guides have for you? You may receive a message now, and you may receive the message later, but the act of pausing and asking and listening will bring the guides more closely to you. So perhaps the question to ask is, what do I need to know at this time? What do I need to know at this time? And just simply listen now, knowing you may receive an answer in the moment or it may come later. And just still continuing with the crown chakra. The next affirmation that comes to mind is, I am filled with positive expectancy. I am filled with positive expectancy. I expect the best possible outcome. I expect the best possible outcome. I trust that Spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I trust that I am never alone. I am filled with positive expectancy. And then moving to the third eye. I am a wise old soul. I am a wise old soul. And someone in our healing group on Monday got the message to, let's see if I can remember it, be the wise old soul that you are. And if you're on this call, then we're all old souls, because old souls tend to be interested in spirituality. So we're all wise old souls. So be the wise old soul that you are. When you focus on the wisdom that lies within you, you will bring forward more of your wisdom. And so remember who you are and be the wise old soul that you are. Moving to the throat chakra. I am filled with confidence. I am filled with confidence. I am confident in myself, and I am confident that Spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I am filled with confidence. And take a moment now and really feel the confidence of your spirit. Feel the confidence that lies within you. Your spirit is confident. There is a place within you that is already confident. Your spirit is filled with greatness. It is confident. It is powerful. It is compassionate. Feel the confidence of your spirit now and invite the confidence of your spirit forward more and more. I am filled with confidence. I am confident in myself, and I am confident that there is a force of life working with me to manifest what I need. I am filled with confidence. Heart chakra. I am filled with courage. I am courageous. I am filled with courage. Solar plexus. I am a being of great depth. I am a being of great depth. I listen deeply. I listen deeply. I listen deeply to myself. I listen deeply to others. And I listen deeply to all of life. I listen deeply to the energy. Does the energy say, it's time to go to bed? Does the energy say, it's time to go to work? You can learn to listen to the energy and be in a deeper flow as you go through your days. So let's practice just listening deeply now. Earlier, we listened deeply to our guides. And now let's just listen deeply to our inner selves. Take a moment and go deep within yourself. Just relax into the depth of your being. Relax into your spirit. What does your inner being, what does your spirit want you to know at this time? Just listen deeply to your spirit. What does your spirit say to you when you listen deeply? My spirit says, slow and steady wins the race. So go slow, be steady. Slow and steady wins the race. So I'm filled with depth. I listen deeply. I listen deeply to myself. I listen deeply to others. and I listen deeply to all of life. And this is something you can do all day, every day. You can practice listening deeply. It's really amazing what you start to hear when you really start to listen, whether you're listening to yourself or listening to others, or just listening to the whispers of spirit all around you. Let it be your experiment for a day, and just really devote yourself to listening deeply. You start to hear all kinds of things that go unnoticed normally. Identity chakra, located 2 to 3 inches beneath the navel. I am filled with wholeness. I am filled with wholeness. And there is a place within you that is whole and complete. There is a place within you that is untouched by anything that has transpired in this lifetime or other lifetimes. There is a place within you that is unwounded. I remember my teacher saying that what you think of, or her guides actually saying, what you think of as your wholeness is but a fraction of who you truly are. And so connect now with the wholeness of your being. Feel the wholeness of your being. I am filled with wholeness. I am filled with wholeness. Going deeper and deeper inside of yourself, connecting with the wholeness of who you are. I am a being of great wholeness. I sit in the wholeness of my being now. I am whole and complete. And the spirit heals the soul, and the spirit heals the personality. So as you connect with the depth of your wholeness and experience your spirit more completely, you begin to heal your soul and your personality so that more and more you bring forward that part of you that is whole, that part of you that is complete, that part of you that was never wounded. I am filled with wholeness. I sit in the wholeness of my being now. Base chakra. I am filled with humility. I am enough as I am. I am human, and I am learning, and I am growing. The earth is a school. I've come for growth. I've come for learning. We all make mistakes. I am filled with humility. I am filled with deep, deep humility for the process of life of which we are all involved. I am filled with deep humility. And kidney one for peace. I am filled with peace. I am filled with peace. And we are human, and we are learning, and we are growing, and the earth is a school. And at the same time, we are filled with tremendous wholeness. We are filled with greatness. We are also spirit and filled with great divinity. And so our work while we're here on earth is to embrace both. To embrace our humility because we're human, we're learning, and we're growing. And to embrace our greatness as well, for we are spirit and we are filled with divinity. And we are learning to bring more of our divinity forward every day. Learning to bring forward our compassion, our love, our power, our strength, our wisdom, our sensitivity, and our strength. And this is what we're here learning to do. And when you remember the greatness that lies within you, you help to bring that greatness forward. When you remember why you are here, you help to bring the fullness of your spirit forward more and more. So this time, let's affirm, I am filled with greatness. I am a being of great light. I am a being of great light. I am a being of great light. And I've come to bring light to the planet. I've come to bring healing. I've come to bring comfort. I've come to bring compassion. I've come to bring understanding and wisdom. I've come to bring forgiveness. I've come to bring forward more and more of my best self every day. And so we can have compassion for ourselves, that we too are learning, we are growing, we make mistakes. And we can bring compassion to others, for they are learning, they are growing. And we can work to bring forward more of our greatness every day while having compassion for the learning process of which we're all a part. So I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. I am a being of great light. And I like to use the light that's been generated tonight for our own healing and for the healing of our world. And so let's take a moment now. Sit in the greatness of your being. Remember who you are. And let's collectively imagine the earth in front of us. And we're going to send light to the earth now. You can imagine streams and waves of gold light penetrating the earth. And we are sending healing energy to the earth, and we are sending healing energy to everyone on the planet. And we'll ask that if there's anyone who is suffering, well, we know there's lots of people suffering, we'll ask that all those who are suffering receive some healing from the light now. And our light is pouring into the earth, helping to elevate consciousness, elevate awareness, raise the frequency on the earth so that we as a collective make better decisions about how we are on the earth. And waves of gold light shining down upon the earth, going to all those who are in need of the light. Again, remembering your greatness and sitting in the greatness, remembering that you have the power to be a positive influence on this planet. Remembering that you are powerful and that you at any point can be a positive influence simply by sending light. And so remember your power, remember your greatness, and send light to the earth now. Continuing to raise the frequency, raise the vibration. And now let's open it up for a moment, and I'd like you to send this light to yourself, showering yourself with light. Allow the light to awaken your power. Allow the light to awaken your compassion. Allow the light to elevate you, take you higher, raise your frequency and your vibration, so that you can be a more pure light upon the earth. Allow the light to wash away any limited attitudes, anything that may be holding you back. Allow the light to assist you in listening more deeply so that you will know what is yours to do and what is not, so that you will do that which is meant for you and live a life of balance. Allow the light to release your cultural conditioning about how you're supposed to be. Allow the light to help you be yourself in all your greatness and in all your glory. Allow the light to awaken your confidence. Allow the light to awaken your power. Allow the light to awaken your emotional balance. Allow the light to awaken your desire to offer your full contribution. Allow the light to strengthen your ability to receive. So open to receive the light now. Open to receive and take the light in deeply so that it can rejuvenate you and heal you and help you enter the week feeling strong and ready to make your contribution. Whether it's your contribution is the raising of a child, whether it's linked to the job you do, whether it's how you are with your friends, how you are when you're at the grocery store, or how you are simply when you're in the privacy of your own home. Allow the light to strengthen you. Allow the light to take you higher. Allow the light to awaken the fullness of your spirit and assist it in coming forward more and more. Allow the light to remind you who you truly are. Now just open to the light. There's a strong force of light coming in. I'm imagining you're all feeling it. Continuing to just sit in this energy, feeling the strength of your own spirit. And feeling the light shining down upon you. Remembering that at any point you can connect with the strength of your own spirit, and you can connect with the celestial light that's all around you. May want to continue to meditate on your own. We'll begin to conclude this call. We'll have the recording sent out to you probably sometime this week, sometime the next, by Wednesday or Thursday. It seems we're able to get them out within 3 or 4 days. So this is, we'll send you the link to the page where all the previous recordings will be, so that you can listen to these recordings anytime that you need a boost. Thank you all for being on the call this evening. And I wish you a wonderful week. And again, just take time to connect to your own inner light and to connect to the light of spirit all around you. And have a great week. And thanks again for being on the call. We'll see you again next month at the end of July.